Now, here's an example of the type of challenge General Clapper will face if confirmed as head of the intelligence community. Over the weekend, two New Jersey men were arrested on terrorism charges at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City. The two were detained before they boarded separate flights to Egypt. Authorities said they planned to go on to Somalia to join a militia with links to Al-Qaeda. Instead, they're scheduled to appear in federal court today in Newark, New Jersey. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston has been following this case. Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, according to federal authorities anyway, what were these men planning to do? What kind of attack, if any, were they planning to be involved in?
Well, there wasn't an attack. I mean, they were going to go overseas, allegedly, to find some training. And, you know, as a general matter, a good way to look at these cases is whether suspects were aspirational or operational. Aspirational suspects talk about doing something, but maybe they don't have the wherewithal or the training or the means to actually do more than talk. And operational terrorists are much further along. And police say these two young men they arrest over the weekend, 20-year-old Mohammed Alessa and 24-year-old Carlos Almonte, were allegedly in that first category. They apparently have the men saying on tape that they want to travel to Somalia and train so they could either attack soldiers there or perhaps come back here and do something.
Well, that perhaps come back here and do something, of course, gets Americans thinking of Faisal Shahzad, the Pakistani-American who went abroad, may have received some kind of training and then came back and attempted to bomb Times Square.
Yes, exactly.
And so these men were talking about that, but it appears that they were not very far along in the process, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, apparently what they wanted to do was join this Somali militia group and fight for them. And they felt that American soldiers at some point would be coming to Somalia and could be a target for them. Now, this Somali militia group is this group Al-Shabaab, and it's been tied to the disappearance of some 24 young Somalis from Minneapolis over the past 2 years. Mm. And those young men from Minneapolis went missing and then suddenly appeared in Somalia fighting in the civil war there. But what we understand from law enforcement sources is that this case is a little different because these two suspects arrested were more like freelancers. They decided they wanted to join Al-Shabaab, but apparently never actually made contact with the group. They were just planning to sort of go to Somalia and present themselves as willing warriors. And that's actually pretty hard to do. You essentially need someone already on the inside to vouch for you because naturally they're really worried about having spies infiltrate their ranks.
So these guys were self-motivated, but you've been covering these cases for quite some time. There are other cases, are there not, where you actually have people recruiting Americans for this kind of activity.
Exactly. And this is a different kind of case in the sense that what we're seeing more and more of is young men being radicalized by the internet and then deciding to go overseas and get training. And that's the kind of challenge that General Clapper is going to face if he is confirmed as the Director of National Intelligence, because these plots are super hard to find. The young men are finding radical ideas on the internet inside their homes. And in this case, the criminal complaint says that law enforcement got a tip that the young men were radical and espousing the virtues of jihad, and that's what got their attention. Then allegedly they looked at one of the young men's computers, they saw some stuff espousing Osama bin Laden's ideas, they saw some videos from this radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, and they got worried.
Just very briefly, Dina Temple-Raston, do you know if there was a debate within law enforcement about whether to let these guys go to Somalia and just continue monitoring them, see where they went, or whether to just grab them at the airport as in fact happened?
I don't think there was any debate whatsoever. I mean, getting these guys on the plane, their concern was that if they went to Somalia and got training, that they would come back and do something here. And I don't think they wanted to risk that. The other part is, of course, it's very hard to track them in Somalia. They haven't been able to find these, you know, more than almost 24 young Minneapolis kids who are in Somalia who went. So I don't think they'd make that risk.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston giving us the latest on two men who were arrested apparently on their way to Somalia seeking terrorism training. We'll have more on that story as it develops. A court hearing is today. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.